Quiet on set, rolling camera, rolling sound, and action.
Welcome to the Two Guys on Set podcast. My name's Gary.
My name is Jaime.
And
we're doing this, dude. Episode one.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do with this podcast?
I think we're going to talk about some behind-the-scenes stories. You know, some...
Some stuff that we learn on set. Some funny stuff. Some shitty stuff.
Some maybe celebrity stories.
Celebrity stories. Then we'll pepper in some TV reviews, movie reviews.
Yeah.
Stuff going on in our lives, maybe.
Yeah. Anything with Trump is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Trump. You got to do your Trump impression.
It's tremendous. Believe me.
Believe me.
Believe me. You're going to love this podcast. There's no fake news on this.
It's believe the best me. Podcast ever.
It's Bigly.
Bigly. All right. So how did we meet? We met on set somewhere, right?
Yeah. I think it was on a Nissan commercial like 3 or 4 years ago. Wow. Shooting in Century City in a parking garage.
Were we shooting cars? Obviously, right?
Yeah, Nissans. I think it might have involved
cars. I do so many jobs and now it's like, I don't even know.
They just blend together. People will be like, oh, what have you been working on? And I'm like, oh, some commercials. They're like, oh, what kinds? And I'm like, I just did a Starbucks commercial. I think. Or is it TrueCar?
I don't even remember what the last job I did.
Well, yeah, they all start to blend together after a while.
Yeah, they get... Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So, a little background on ourselves. I have been doing this about, 10 years or so? Probably more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I work on set, so I've seen a lot of sets. I've seen a lot of people on set. I've seen fights.
Fights.
A lot of funny stuff.
Huh.
A lot of stuff that people that, you know, watch TV or commercials or movies will never, ever know or see. So,
mm-hmm.
How about yourself, Gary? What are you into?
Same. I've been doing this for 12 years. Mostly into comedy writing and a little bit of acting. But, yeah.
We mostly do commercials, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
commercials, for me at least, commercials and award shows and digital stuff.
I do events as well. We do E3 or the video game convention.
Yeah, it's coming up.
So, yeah. So, you want to start with celeb stories?
Huh. Yeah.
What else are you into?
Photography. Photography, both of us.
That's right, dude.
Yeah.
I think that's why we hit it off as good buddies.
Yeah.
Photographies and...
Photo adventures.
We just make ourselves laugh here and there.
That's not too hard.
That's not too hard. And sometimes we shoot our own stuff, even though we never release it, because it kind of sucks. We had to edit that thing that we did.
Yeah, well, we shot a fake Nissan spec commercial. And it came out good. However, it
looks good.
Yeah, it looks amazing. But the storyline needs to be adjusted a little bit.
Yeah, because we shot that and all in one night.
Yeah, 4 hours.
So
an entire 30-second spot.
I think we need to retool that or reshoot something or work on the storyline at least.
Yeah, we need to change the plot up so at least there's something there. But visually, it looks great.
Yeah.
It looks like
it looks cool.
Yeah.
We got the mount on the car and everything.
Yeah. We shot with your 60D?
70D. Both are your car and my car.
Yeah.
That was
GoPro
cool.
shots.
So when we release that, we'll let you guys know. So you guys can check it out.
Our
photo skills, our filming skills.
So
what's been going on, man?
You know, just trying.
This is a long time coming. We were trying to do a podcast for a while. And
yeah.
We're finally doing episode one, man.
It's fucking... This is it.
This is it, man. Is that your phone? See? We still haven't even worked out all the kinks. Is it ringing your fucking... It's all good.
That's hilarious. You know what they say, the number one rule on set is to turn off your phone.
Turn off your cell phone.
Suckers.
So, on my last shoot, we had a dude that was, he was having a seizure.
What?
Yeah, I was on set. It was, what commercial were you? Oh, like this Arrowhead water commercial? Yeah, and this guy was having a seizure, and it was crazy. The medic ran over. It was nuts. But he turned out to be all right.
So, was he like a crew member?
Yeah, I think he was like a props guy.
Huh.
And he was just like shaking, and it was like weird, and people were like, huh, what do we do?
Well, he has props. You sure it wasn't like Alka-Seltzer? Foaming at the mouth. Those
prop guys are weird, man, so... Yeah, that was a weird thing that happened on set that many people will never know. Yeah. Some of these commercials can be brutal, man. If you work in messed up weather, hot, we travel, we go to cold weather. Cold.
Yeah. Rain.
Rain's the worst.
It almost never rains in LA, but when it does, and you're working outside all day. I finally got smart and bought some rain gear. Because 2 years ago, when it actually did rain for 3 weeks in January, I got stuck outside on a 14-hour day in the rain with just my jeans, my mesh sneakers, and a light hoodie. I was drenched by 30 minutes
You'll never be dry, dude. You're just fucking all wet and soggy all day until you get home. And you're like, fuck.
And it just kept dumping rain for 14 hours.
Of course.
And we were shooting outside, and it wasn't supposed to rain, but they were like, oh, we kind of like this.
No.
Just stick it out.
Nobody likes it. Come on, man. Except for the guy behind the camera.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that you've been off like a week before or after, and it's not raining.
Right, yeah.
Right when you get work.
As soon as you get a job,
fucking...
Starts raining.
Rain and thunder, dude.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Nobody likes working in the rain. That's why people are like, oh, I love when it rains and I'm at work because I just sit in my office. I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, screw you and your fucking 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
We work crazy ass hours. Yeah. This is nice bubbly water you gave me.
The bubbly is delicious. It's like the
bubbly water is a thing now.
Yeah, because...
What the fuck? Like
it saw LaCroix creeping up and then they were like, nah, we're gonna make it better. It's like sweeter than LaCroix.
So LaCroix got super famous out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think it's because of the film industry, LaCroix.
You're probably right. Because
nobody heard of this stuff before, and all of a sudden, you know, used to, like in the coolers on set, it used to just be like Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and water.
They were the last ones on set. Like in the cooler at Rap. Look in the cooler, there's like two bottles of water and like a shit ton of LaCroix.
Yeah. Now, LaCroix is the first thing to go. Nobody drinks Coke or Diet Coke now on set anymore.
Everybody's trying to be foofy. It started with directors and producers, and they're like, oh, I want a LaCroix on set. And they're like, okay, Crafty would buy them the shit, and then nobody would drink it. And then now everybody drinks it because it's...
Yeah. Now it's like if you run out of LaCroix, people are like, oh, you got any pamplemousse left?
I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Oh, pamplemousse is that flavor. What is it,
The grapefruit, yeah.
Grapefruit, yeah.
It's LaCroix, or as Jaimito likes to call it, sensitive soda.
Sensitive soda, a.k.a. LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix soda. Yeah, sensitive soda, man.
That's... Hey, you guys got any LaCroix yet? Hey, crotch juice. Hey.
So this one's new, bubbly?
Yeah, this bubbly stuff came out of nowhere, and it's delicious. It's like LaCroix, but better.
But with more sugar.
Surprisingly, there's no sugar, but it's like, I don't know. Somehow it's sweeter. I think it's probably killing us.
It's pretty, yeah, it's probably but, giving us cancer, but...
Yeah, but hey, it tastes
good. Done that.
It's not soda, so yeah.
It's sensitive water.
It's very sensitive. Actually, I heard with this stuff, you can't really... talk bad about it because it'll start condensating. No. Starts crying. So sensitive.
It's super sensitive. It'll just make its own, like, it'll refill itself with tears.
Oh, refillable sparkling water.
Talk shit to it. It'll refill itself with tears. Bubbly water.
You're like, I'm really thirsty. Fuck you, bubbly.
And then it starts crying.
And it's like, wah. Okay, I'm filled back up now.
So yeah, I think the film industry made fucking LaCroix.
Yeah, because like...
super... successful.
Yeah, I never really heard of it before until, you know,
what,
2 years ago? And now it's everybody's got to have it.
Everybody's on the LaCroix.
LaCroix.
The La Crotch tip. What do you got coming up, Gary? You got any jobs?
I have.
We're doing E3 together.
E3.
That's cool. And then, we'll be together for 15 days on set somewhere.
Yep. And then, in downtown, I think.
No, we're at the Microsoft Theater.
Yeah.
By the Stopless Center.
Stopless. At La Live.
La Live. That theater used to be called...
Nokia.
The Nokia, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's called the Microsoft Theater, so now Microsoft has to do their events there. That's why we switched from the last place.
Oh. I think they did E3 at Microsoft last year, but it was like the PlayStation thing or something.
PlayStation? Sony? That's Sony.
Isn't that
maybe Sony might have rented it?
Oh, maybe.
And then they
because E3 is like a few different ones.
It's the only. It's the three: the PlayStation, Sony,
which and is Nintendo, Sony, right?
Nintendo and
Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyways, that's what we're doing at the end of the month, sometime or June, early June.
Yeah.
It's not really a commercial; it's more of an event, but it's all good.
Hey, events are more fun sometimes than commercials.
I think so too, man. They're more relaxed because they got so much time to set up.
Yeah.
Commercials is like, all right, your call time is 4 a.m. Boom, boom, boom. You better eat. Boom, boom. All right, we're all moving all this shit. Move village. Do this. Do that. I'm like,
man. And then it's a 10 p.m. wrap.
Yeah.
When you start at 4 a.m.
It's not like your sit-down job, dude, where you just sit down and look at your computer for 8 hours. No, we got to move shit. We do hard labor, man.
Yeah.
We move. There's the thing called the video village where the clients and agencies sit and they...
Watch
everything that's being filmed.
The magic
happens.
And they're just sitting there like, all right, no, let's do it this way now. Yeah. Okay, no, let's do it this way now.
It's not like filming a TV show or like a movie because they actually have a say in what's...
Yeah, like the clients filmed. Are basically directing the commercial.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, can we tilt the banana a little bit, 90 degree? Thanks, that'll be great. And then the director's like, fuck, all right.
Actually, it's funny you say that. The very first commercial I ever worked on, I don't even think the director knew what commercial he was working on.
Most of them are clueless, man. They're like, what? Yeah, all right, let's do another one.
Yeah, the client would keep coming up to the director and be like, hey, how about on this next take, let's do it with this dancer, you know, dancing on the left side.
Right.
And the director would be like, oh, okay. Yeah, sounds great. Okay. And then they would shoot it. And then the next take, the client would come back and be like, that was okay, but now let's have it this way with this table in the shot. And they'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, sounds great.
Directors must be so annoyed at that shit, man.
Yeah, but this guy was so clueless. I don't even think he knew what commercial he was. Like, the director, he was like, okay, yeah, sounds great. Sure. Sounds great. Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
We'll do it again.
Oh, okay. This guy's getting paid like $35,000, and he doesn't even like...
Directors make a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, and all this guy's doing is,
When I worked at the office at this production company, well, that will not be named, I worked in the office and I would see like how much the director... One director got paid $16,000.
For one day?
For, shooting 2 days.
Oh,
But
I feel like that's on the light end. I think some DPs get like $16,000 for...
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
They got to basically work freaking 5 jobs a year and they'll be set. But, you know, some
of these directors live comfortably.
Dude, these...
Man. Yeah. 5 jobs a year, that's already probably over 150 a year.
That is insane, man.
Yeah. Commercials and the commercials take...
I should start directing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like those green PAs that show up to set and they're usually like straight out of film school or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, so what do you want to do? I think I want to direct. I'm like, yeah, dude. It's that easy.
Actually, it's funny you say that. I was working on a Hulu photo shoot a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Like a promo?
Yeah, it was like a promo thing. And this one PA shows up on day 3 out of 5. And starts trying to like boss everybody around.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, like calm down a little bit. And you could tell he was super green because just the way he was like talking, and he was like he was just a PA, but he tells me on the first day, he goes, actually, I'm an AD in training. I'm like,
oh brother.
I'm like, dude, well, you're a PA. You're not an AD in training.
You're still a PA.
It says on the call sheet you're a PA. Let's take it down a notch, huh?
I hate the well, I don't hate, but the ADPA gets annoying because he, you know, he thinks he's the boss of all the other PAs, yeah. Which is...
Well, and that's the funny thing with this guy. He just kept, like, trying to boss everybody around the whole time. And I'm like, hey, I actually,
chill
like...
out.
Yeah, he came to me, like, with anger. And I had to, like, step him down. I was like...
hostility.
Yeah,
man.
I'm like, yo, stop getting so intense. Take it down a notch.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. And then he tells me, he, like, what's the word? He confesses... on the last day that he just graduated film school, like 4 days before the shoot. Oh, I'm like, God. Come on, man.
How did he get the job through the AD?
I don't know. And it's funny because he said he was an AD in training, and I was friends with the AD. And he would, like, he would be standing next to him, and the AD would be like, hey, can you just go do something? Like, he was, like, trying to get him away from him. Oh, that's, man, hilarious. It was hilarious.
Is that an airplane?
Yep.
That's from our...
Perks of living near the Burbank.
This is
Airport.
This is our studio in Hollywood North.
Yeah. The northern...
Multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah, multi-million.
That's hilarious, dude, that story.
Yeah, actually, I have another funny one. Speaking of green PAs, I was working with one recently. Sorry, so 10-1 means you're going to take a piss. 10-2 means you're going to take a shit.
Take a dump.
Yeah. This... Green PA thought 10-2 meant copy.
Oh, no.
So, I forget what the person's name was, but for whatever, we'll just call him Bob.
Bob.
So they would be like, Jim for Bob, and he would be like, 10-2, and be like, oh, okay, copy.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And he would be like, oh, yeah, go for Bob. I'm
don't mind
10-2.
Us.
And he's like, what? You're 10-2? Let me know when you're out of the bathroom. We're like, 10-2. And we're like, wait, what?
So he was using 10-2 like 10-4.
Right. He thought he was a cop. Yeah. That's my other funny favorite thing is then when like people or like green PAs like don't know how to talk on the walkie, but they think they have to act like a cop.
Right.
So they'll be like, yeah, roger that.
Roger that. Or they go,
that's not how this works.
Bob to first AD, over.
Over.
I love when they say, over.
Over. We're taking heavy fire here. Over.
Over. We're in the barracks. Over.
We're in the trenches. Over. What does that mean? Oh, we're next to Video Village.
Do you copy? Over. Oh, we're like, what's your location? They say, I'm right here. And they look around. Yeah. I'm by the big thing that they plug into for electricity. Oh, you mean the generator? Yeah.
Or is it a lunchbox? Oh no, I didn't bring a lunchbox because we have catering today, right?
Funny sets are funny, man. So I remember this young kid that it was his first time on set. He came from Streetlights. Mm. You ever heard of Streetlights? I went to Streetlights.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's like that program where they teach kids.
They help.
Is it free or you got to pay for it?
It's free. You got to get accepted. It's a great program. They try to bring diversity into the film industry, but... this kid was young, dude. He had to have been like 18. He comes in and he's like, "What's that truck for? Can we buy stuff?" I'm like,
"Oh, the catering truck."
You mean the catering truck? They didn't teach you this? Like, they taught me like you'll get catering. I don't know. This guy's like, "You got $5? I can borrow and I'll pay you tomorrow since it's a 5-day shoot." I'm like, "Dude, everything's free." They're like, "What?"
What?
Yeah, you get fed, man. It's like, go ahead, order whatever you want. It's free. And then he was like super excited. He's like, whoa, no way.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. Newbies. Gotta love them.
It's actually kind of funny because like catering on set, like sometimes I feel overprivileged. Well, and I feel like the other day, for example.
Well, first of all, you're white. Okay,
right.
I'm Mexican and I look Mexican and I get asked what's for lunch. One time I showed
like
up.
Like you're the caterer?
Yeah, I showed up. I'm either catering or a security guard. So I show up to set and they're like, hey, dude, what's up? Hey, what's for lunch? I'm like, I'm not the caterer, bro. But anyways.
I don't know. There's a menu right there.
But anyways, but why do you feel privileged?
Well, no, like, because we do get taken care of pretty well with this catering. Like, for example, I was on a job last week. And we had ribeye for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I felt bad saying the ribeye wasn't that good. Because it's like, we're getting ribeye.
It's free.
But it was like chewy and whatever. But like, somebody asked me, like, oh, what'd you have for lunch today? I was like, oh, the ribeye. It was okay.
It was
like,
right.
But we're getting ribeye for lunch.
It's crazy,
at work,
right?
For free.
Yeah, sometimes my wife will ask, like, what'd you have for lunch? I had a couple pieces of sushi. What?
Yeah,
some guy was there making it.
Yeah, I had some ribs and, you know, flame grilled chicken.
But the funny thing is that on set is like whenever people want to find out what's for lunch, they'll say, what's for chicken? You ever get that one?
No.
Yeah, man, what's I get that chicken? All the time. Like, grips will be like, hey, especially if I'm coming back with a plate, they'll be like, what's for chicken? Because they'll always have chicken.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
I just respond with, chicken.
Chicken. Yeah.
Chicken's for chicken.
That's usually the norm, and then beef, and then maybe they'll have a fish thing.
Yeah. I was in a job recently where the options were kind of weird. Like, it was like a seafood option, and then duck.
Oh.
And then,
no.
Like a vegetarian thing.
Really?
I'm like, well, I don't eat seafood and I don't eat duck.
I think I know which.
Guess I'm going vegetarian.
Truck is, you know, I think I know what you're talking about. There's one weird one where it's like,
yeah,
you have three choices, and then you'll get all the fixings with it, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't want any of that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I'm having rice for lunch.
I'm having fucking cheesecake then.
Yeah.
I'm going to the salad bar.
I'm advancing. I'm passing go and going directly to dessert.
I'm passing your truck and I'm going straight to the salad bar where they have cookies and crap.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. You ever get starstruck?
Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah.
Depends who it is.
Most
famous person you've ever shot or been on a commercial where they had a famous person.
There's been so many, but the most famous
one that really starstruck
me. There's like two people that starstruck me ever. That was being on the red carpet next to Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
Because I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah. Yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch. Oh,
Jesse Pinkman. But
yeah, that's not him.
Him and then he's more of like, I'm the one who knocks.
Right.
But him cool. And
Larry I heard he's David, a really cool dude.
I didn't really talk to him, but he seemed nice.
Oh.
I was just standing next to him.
You ever talk to a celebrity?
All right. So that's my other thing.
Tell your story and I'll tell mine.
I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan, of course. So one year at, I think it was the Writers Guild Awards. It wasn't like a conversation, but I had to talk to Bob Odenkirk and Vince Gilligan at the same time. They were like standing next to each other talking. And I really just had to tell them that the show was starting and they had to like take their seats.
Did you have to interrupt them or what?
Yeah, they were talking. I was like, hey guys, just want to let you know the show's going to start soon.
Fucking good.
Yeah, actually, they were super nice. They were oh, that's so... Thank you for letting us know. That's great. Thank you. And then they walked
in. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, they were awesome. But yeah, what about you?
Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, that's a good
one. I did this thing where he... we were shooting some weird thing for some animal planet or something like that. Anyway, he drives himself in. He's like super the non-Hollywood dude, like... He'll drive himself in and he'll get his own food and he's like wandering around on set and he'll eat lunch with the crew, that kind of guy. And then he's just like, I'm sitting eating my lunch, which is a rare thing for me to sit at the lunch
table.
Area because,
yeah.
You know, us, you know, we usually go to the trucks or just
we don't eat with the help.
We're exactly. So I was sitting on the table and Benicio Del Toro just comes by and he sits right next to me. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Benicio Del Toro is right here in front of me. Should I say something? Should I? I'll just wait.
Should be like, what's up, B-Tor?
And then he sits down and he's like, what are you having? I'm like, the chicken and like, salad. He's like, yeah, man, I have the chicken too. Cool. And he starts eating. I was like, dude, Benicio Del Toro is right here in front of me. Coolest dude ever, man.
Huh.
And just throughout the set, you know, where we were shooting... I was on set, obviously, and, you know, you walk by and say little things here and there, like, oh, where's the bathroom? He's got that voice, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he talked to me because he thought I was, like, you know, his kind.
Oh. He's like, wait, I'm Mexican and he's Mexican.
And he's probably the only one around, except for the cooks, maybe.
Yeah.
So I should
talk maybe to him. He's the caterer.
But he was amazing. He was a really cool dude. He was one of those guys where he does one take and he nails it.
Oh, so
he reads it and is like boom boom.
So the
he's not like Britney Spears.
Yeah, the opposite of DJ Khaled.
Oh my God, were you on that job?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we gotta talk about that one, dude. DJ Khaled. Oh my God.
Take 11. I'm a one take wonder.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Can't say that on take 11.
Anyways, DJ Khaled is. I would hate to be directing him.
Oh yeah.
Because he wanders off and he goes on his cell phone and he talks super loud on his cell phone.
On so speakerphone.
Everybody can hear. On speakerphone. Oh, yeah.
He's trying to like impress everybody.
Yeah. How much is the jet? The jet.
Hey, okay. I got at least 200K in my account, right?
What did he tell his agent? Like, you work for me now? No.
Oh, he's like, we partners. We partners. You work now. For me.
You work for me.
Like, I don't think that works.
I don't think if you're partners, you're working for...
Yeah.
Like, how does that...
That doesn't mean you're partners.
And he'd roll up in his... What was that? Rolls Royce every day?
Yeah.
His entourage. And he has a shoe guy.
Oh, he had a shoe guy?
Yeah, dude. He'd show up. This dude would have, like, a box and it'd have, like, all these Jordans.
Huh.
Like, he's got his own wardrobe, dude.
Wow.
And he wears... He picks them out and he's like, yeah, I want that one.
Yeah.
I don't know how DJ Khaled...
Oh, that one? Nah, I want another one.
Another one.
And another one.
And another one. And we were shooting we were shooting at that Michael Jackson's old estate.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Beverly Hills.
And he kept saying that on his Snapchat. I'm on Michael Jackson's old estate.
Yeah.
We out here living. Or whatever he says.
Yeah, he was Snapchatting from the second he got on set, which was also 2 hours late. You show up late.
I hate when celebs are late because obviously I'm not going to leave at a decent time.
Well, the good thing with that one was we had a hard out every day at 8 p.m.
Because of the location.
So I was like, hey, man, you're showing up late. We're still leaving at the same time.
Exactly. We're going to get what we're going to get.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Another one.
So another celeb that you've worked with. Who was the worst celeb
besides DJ Khaled?
Like, one that would... Like, you can't even look... Because I heard working with Nicki Minaj.
I was just going to say, I heard about Nicki Minaj. I was working with a guy... I've never worked with her, but this guy, he was an AC. He told me that she tried to fire him.
Really?
Because he was, like, standing by his cart, like, while they were rolling. Right. Because I think he was a second AC.
Right.
So he didn't, you know, once he slates, he just hangs out until he takes
away
over.
From the camera.
She tried to have him fired. Then she tried to have the first AC fired. And then she even tried to get the B cam fired because he, like, in between takes, he was just hanging out.
Yeah.
And she, doesn't want people looking at her and all this stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, not the B cam. She wanted the DP fired at one point.
What the fuck?
And the director was like, if you fire him, who's going to shoot this? And she's like,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. At least that's what this guy told me. I've heard
stories about her. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't look at her. You can't. Everybody's got to clear the set because she's got to be alone or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the worst. I worked on a job with Janet Jackson. Never showed up.
Oh, never showed up.
It was a music video. First of all, working music videos are the worst. Don't.
Oh,
If they ever call you,
yeah.
You don't do it.
If they say, I have a music video.
No, man. They won't tell you that. They'll tell you, are you available?
That's true.
And I'm like.
That's true.
For what? Well, we're doing a shoot on Saturday. Usually is bad.
Yeah.
And it's a one-day thing. It's a long hours. I'm like, okay. What? And then I asked the magic question, what's it for? What's the commercial? And I was like, it's a music video. And immediately I'm like, nope.
Nope. Sorry.
I'm not going to do it.
Something just came up.
Music videos are pretty bad. I've done a few. That Janet Jackson one was... cool, because it was a short day. She never showed up, so we still got paid.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't know whatever happened to the music video, if it ever got shot, but we got paid to be there 8 hours. Oh. And she's like, nope, I'm not going to show up. Katy Perry, I did a song called Alien or something at Delfino Studios. That was cool, but that was super long hours.
It was a one day?
It was 2 days, but the first day we went 22 hours.
See, that's the thing.
It's the word because
music
like,
videos are screwed up.
It's retarded because like, we wrapped at like 4 in the morning and we had to be back basically like at 7 o'clock. the next day.
7 a.m.?
Yeah.
So like 3 hours.
Like 3 hours. Later? Like what? By the time I get home, I'm going to sleep 10 minutes.
Super
and
illegal.
Drive back, you crazy.
Yeah.
So, whatever. We toughed it out. And then second day, we did our thing. And I was like, from now on, I'm not doing music videos.
Yeah.
They pay you the same shitty rate for long hours.
Yeah. And I've been on music videos where they're like, oh, it's a flat. But we're going to work 20 hours.
It's a flat my
mind. Like, yeah. I did one with Birdman, Lil Wayne, and Nicki Minaj. Music
dude, rap videos are the worst. Yeah. Dude. I've done one and those are shitty.
Nicki Minaj wasn't even there. Which, based on the stories I've heard, I'm kind of glad she wasn't there.
Right.
She had a body double the entire video.
No way.
And if you watch it, it really looks like Nicki Minaj, but being there, I knew it wasn't.
Right. See, that's the magic of filmmaking.
That day, we had a 6 a.m. call time and shot until 3 a.m.
Worst, dude.
Lil Wayne was, I don't even know how many hours late, but very late.
On that Katy Perry music video, that's the one she did with Kanye. We had Kanye.
Oh.
Short story before, because we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Podcast number one, what's up?
What's up?
So Kanye shows up, and of course he's late too. But he was at the movie theater.
Oh.
They call him up. Hey, dude, you got a music video shoot today. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, that's today? I'm watching today. Avengers.
Forget about it. I'll be there. He shows up, which is cool. He shows up, and he's on set, and he wants a mirror. I want a mirror. He wants to check out his wardrobe. So, I run over to go get the mirror, and I put it right in front of him. It's one of those long, like, body-length mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
I take it to him, and he's, like, checking himself out. And he goes, and he turns around, and he goes, does everybody got to be here?
Oh.
And everybody's like, oh, shit. So everybody scrams, you know, like, try to stay away from him. He didn't want anybody to fucking see him check himself out.
Huh.
Fucking weirdo.
That's pretty funny.
But, yeah, he shot basically for 2 hours. His little verse he has on that song, and then he fucking split. Huh. That was that.
That's funny. He's like, he's a short I'm shooting a music video today?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I'll be right over.
I guess I'll show up. Let me swing on by.
Kanye, man.
Yeah.
Little short guy. I didn't think he was going to be that short.
Well, oh, he's short?
Yeah, dude. He's like fucking 5'2 or something.
What?
Yeah, he's short. That's another thing we got to talk about.
He's 5'2, but maybe his head is like 5 feet.
His head and his ego is.
Yeah. That's I mean, the guy thinks that slavery was a choice. So, you know.
Kanye. Anyways, we're going to wrap this up because this is.
Yeah.
This is what it is. This is what we're going to do.
Yep.
Episode one in the can.
Yep.
And we'll bring you more stories from sets, more. We got to do reviews of TV shows as well, too. Movies and stuff. But
yeah, we'll do that on the future podcasting.
We'll have time for that later. Yeah. Anyways, this is episode one, Two Guys on Set podcast. Check us out.
Check it out. Subscribe.
Hit us up on Twitter. We have a Twitter.
Yep. Two guys on set.
Spell it out. No numbers.
Yeah. T-W-O.
T-W-O.
Not the number two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. We'll give some shout outs maybe later on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ask us your questions on Twitter and maybe we'll answer them.
For sure. Anything on sets or stuff on set or movie magic stuff or whatever you want to know.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right. See you guys later.
Later. This episode is brought to you by ToySparks.com. ToySparks is a website that focuses on providing parents with knowledge and education about the best toys on the market. You can find lots of toy reviews on ToySparks, as well as articles like iPad accessories your kids will love, children's toy storage ideas, and much more. ToySparks also has great educational articles like How STEM Enhances Your Child's Development, and why you should encourage sleepovers. ToySparks.com, the toy website that sparks children's imaginations.